This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
There's a lot going on. Inflation, down economy, higher taxes down the road, continuing to feed onto feelings of uncertainty for everybody, but especially baby boomers who are about to retire or maybe are already retired. Can you afford to retire? How can you avoid more losses in your 401k? What options do you have for income in retirement? Scott, you got to help us, my man. Scott here on today's Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Thank you so much for joining us. And today, we're going to spend some time answering some of those big questions right now about retirement savings and what options people have. So first off, Scott, with inflation running so high and my investments doing poorly, I'm worried I won't be able to afford to retire. Scott, what should I do?
Well, what should you do is immediately, number one, I'm glad you asked the question, what should you do? Because a lot of people are sitting back and they're doing nothing. So number one, what should you do? Be aware. Number two, and then understand, how does it affect your investing? Not only your investing for old money, money that's been there a while, but new money that you're putting in. If you're still in retirement and you're nearing retirement, are you still putting money in? And when you put that money in those vehicles and when you put those monies out there, what accounts should you put them into? And you know, I get those questions. What should you do with your money? Number one, do something. Number two, what should you do? Maybe get a second opinion or a third opinion, or call our studios and maybe I can help you. I don't know what you have. And frankly, I can't tell you what to do until I know a little bit about people, which would be malpractice on my part. But what I really want to know is, you know, what programs do you have? What vehicles are out there? Where should you put your money? Well, we need to know where it's at. And then, of course, when you plan on time horizon, when do you think you want to retire? And so that is really important. Where do we put my money if you're in or nearing retirement? The second type of person, Alex, or people that we're talking to, you right there that I'm talking, that's right, I'm looking at you right now or in the mind's eye of your wallet. If you're in retirement, and obviously, if you're on a fixed income, what should you do right now? And this is not a time to sit on your laurels and take a nap. Yeah, so please don't take a nap, because taking a nap could make it worse. And what if you don't wake up from a nap and you get sleep apnea and you fall asleep forever? All right, does not take a nap. So, you know, I'm trying to make it light, Alex, but we are in a time that when I got in the business in 1982, licensed in 83, inflation was slowly taking off. And most of us know that are listening to the radio right now, if you're listening, you remember those times when CDs, Alex, you're too young, but your parents know this, but when CDs were at an all-time high in the late 80s that are almost 17%. That's right, 17, 18%. Treasuries were paying 13.75%. Are the vehicles out there? So what should you do? Do something. What should you do? Get another opinion, or maybe if someone's not bringing it up. And then, of course, look at your portfolio. Maybe you need to make some changes in that portfolio, some radical changes based on how you review your portfolio.
Well, and Scott, let's talk about something specifically there, because for people who are saving for retirement, it's been maybe a little bit rough, and you don't want people to necessarily overreact, but how can I avoid having more losses in my 401k? Anything I can do?
So whether it's a 401k, a 403b, 401a, whatever those qualified plans are, I'd like you to take, number one, a look at your portfolio. You know, take a look at the portfolio and look at the investment options. Most of us older folks were trained to say, well, let's go to bonds because bonds are safe. Well, what's the definition of safe? No, I didn't say bomb. B-O-M-B, bomb, because bonds could bomb. I didn't say bomb, I said bond. So interest rates go up, bond goes down. Now, the question is, if you're in bonds or bond funds, which I've seen many portfolios, I'm saying, why doesn't the advisor wake up these people? Unless you're in individual bonds and have a return, a steady return that they're promising, and a short-term duration. When do they mature? This is really important if you have individual bonds. Now I say that because a lot of people think they're in the safe bonds, but they could be in bond funds versus individual bonds, and there's a huge difference. So again, if you're in a 401k, 403b, 457, any type of qualified account, I want you to see if there's what's called a fixed guaranteed bucket. Maybe it's a stable value bucket. This may be a statement I say, zero could be your hero. In other words, if the market continues to drop and it's been jumping up and down like a Dunkin' yo-yo, but the question is, in these vehicles called the guaranteed type funds or the stable value funds or a fund, maybe it's in a fixed fund, these could be very, very critical, wonderful tools, but we need to ask you more questions. What is it invested in? So again, as I mentioned before, people always pop by and say, what's going on? How can I help me? How can Scott help me? Please, as Alex said, what do? Take action. Don't put this aside. So if you have the 401ks, 403bs, even IRAs, they probably need I call it an autopsy review. An autopsy review. Could they be dying? Let's get them before they die, because we need to have that review.
And Scott, and for folks, if they do have questions, that number 609-488-4646. But you mentioned something there, as we talk a lot about 401ks, but there's also the 403bs out there. And what happens if something happens to me? I mean, is there some sort of lump sum payout for my spouse possibly?
You know, there could be in a 403B or a 401K, because they're similar. 403B, for those people who don't know the difference between a 403B and a 401K, a 403B is like a nonprofit organization, similar to a hospital or a school, college. A 401K is built for companies who make money or that's profit motivated, but the tools work almost identical. They just have a different number there, 401K, 403B. So lump sum payouts. Now, there's some vehicles, if you're about to pick a retirement payout plan, and they can, they call it annuitization. And so if there's a payout plan, before you choose that, you need to find out all of the options in the payout plan, because I've seen people take a lump sum and they'll invest it themselves. But the question is, in a low interest rate environment, that might be smarter than a high interest rate environment. So you've got to weigh the differences. Do not pick and choose and take your portfolio, put it against a wall and throw a dart. That'd be double dumb. But you need to understand, a lump sum, can I reinvest it myself? Can I get a guaranteed rate of return, or can I get a decent rate of return? And the second thing on top of that, picking the returns, is, well, what if I passed away? How much will my children receive if I passed away? And in those choices, in those pension plans, if you choose, let's say, if I die and I take the lump sum, well, hopefully my portfolio lasted. But if I left the company to invest it for me, called a pension plan, or in this case, a 401k with a guaranteed payout for myself, what happens to my spouse? Could I choose a different plan? And there's lots of options that you could get tied up in and totally hamstrung, not knowing which to pick. What this is so important in an interest rate economy or an inflationary economy, plus interest rates just screaming to the roof, the choices could be devastating. Investing for the income, investing for the guarantees, investing for my spouse, or maybe I have a significant others. And then could there be money left over for my kids? Yes or no. And this is, we call this a pension option. And this is where people make the majority of mistakes. They don't make a mistake when they're early because they don't know it, but they can make a huge mistake, a devastational mistake. Like that new word? Devastational. A tremendous mistake, because you chose the wrong plan. And all of a sudden, here you are, and you and your lovely spouse are driving down the road, and some idiot you crash into. Accidents happen. Well, when the accidents happen, the question is if your spouse or let's say husband and wife died and they chose the option, there could be zero, nothing, nada, zilch left for the kids. All of that work went down the drain. So again, this is nothing you do by yourself. I mean, this is all we do. Now going on our 41st year, this is all we do. And making those choices, it doesn't mean you have to invest with the advisor, but the advisor should be giving you wise, sound counsel, giving you a lot of options, not the options that will benefit the advisor, options that will benefit you, your spouse, and your children. So, Alex, that's a really important point when they're in or heading into retirement, and the choices you make could be wonderful, but you've got to look at all the choices and then weigh them based on what's happening. If you have a question, please, before you buy something like this, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646.
So many big decisions you have to weigh when you're heading into retirement.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And yeah, you are listening to Financial Insanity, Out of the Box Thinking for Your Financial Sanity. More with Scott coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
How much cash are we going to burn? And will you be out of money? And will the cat food train start to come alive? And that's where the rubber meets the road.
Great cat impersonation, by the way, Scott. That was spot on.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
No surprise, inflation emerging as a top concern for people preparing for retirement. CNBC saying 71% of retirement age investors worried inflation could have a negative impact on their savings. It's a fair and real concern. What do you think about it, Scott?
Reagan, 1980. Inflation is as violent as a mugger and frightening as an armed robber. And as deadly as a hitman. I'll never forget that statement. Frankly, when I put it in my book, is trap number three on the three blind mice. You know, in inflation, we've just came out of a period of time when you're coming out of a period of time with low inflation. Money is flowing like the streams in the Hudson River. And it's almost amazing that now people, when you think about inflation, at first, they don't feel it. It comes on very silently. And then, like a time bomb, it blows up. And we've seen that time and time again. I remember buying gas at the gas station. Many of you listening right now, and I'm your age, probably you're like maybe a little bit older. The odd even days, remember that? I remember having, because my bad habit was water skiing, having to take the license plate off of a friend's car, stick it on their car just to go water skiing. I know that's probably wrong. I just had to make it happen. But inflation's like a thief in the night, and it shows up. And when it shows up, it could be totally, totally disastrous. I can't imagine people today on a fixed income, whether they're in retirement, and now they have to go buy some eggs. Instead of buying a dozen eggs, maybe they buy a half a dozen. Or maybe they have to split meals. I feel it. I see it. I just feel for people. And man, if their investments are on the wrong spot, this could be a nightmare, especially if the stock market is dropping and then inflation's going up. You're getting a double whammy. I call it the Muhammad Ali left-right hook. And I think that's important. So, Alex, I'm not sure if you've ever studied Economics 101. I mean, heck, that class will put you to sleep faster than the strongest sleeping pills. But I think inflation, Ali, however, causes the biggest distortion. And why is it? The printing of money. They kept printing. And everybody loves those checks, don't we? That free money. Well, free is now coming at a cost. Inflation, it's a deadly silent killer, the thief in the night.
You know, pandemic has had an effect on how people are preparing for retirement, how they think about it. And we had a poll here we looked at, personal capital poll conducted by Qualtrics. And it said one-third of the respondents there say the pandemic's convinced them that they'll need a larger nest egg for retirement. 36% saying the pandemic has lowered their anticipated standard of living. Are you seeing similar trends with people you're working with?
I am, especially for clients that we have. Luckily, we've been speaking about it. Doesn't mean we have the know-all, end-all answer. The question is we have to take maneuvers in the portfolio, perhaps shifting from the G, the growth investments, to the I, the income, living off the dividends and interest. Obviously, as the nest egg starts to dwindle, people are getting really, really nervous. And I did a workshop, Alex, just the last week. I think it was on a Thursday night. And I said, let's just flip the roles right now. You are the financial advisor. I'm your client. The stock market ate $100,000 of my money. In other words, the market went down. I lost $100,000. Do you want to call me? This is where I think in the financial industry, a lot of people are not calling their people. Maybe they're tucking their tail and hiding. And this is a time not to be really relaxed and tuck your head in the sand, because nothing else is exposed but your vitals. You got to be on the alert. And just today, meeting with the lovely client and his wife, beautiful people, and their advisor never called them in the past couple of years, maybe once a year. I'm not really educating. They said, we don't even know what we have. I think this is important. Now, when you throw inflation in the picture, mathematically, this could be totally disastrous. So again, really, really paying attention to what they have. And I think what's important, Alex, is this is not the time to set back when inflation is rampant. Heck, it's easier to print money than ever, which the government's doing, which they were, rather than issuing bonds, paying off debt. They just print money. Think what's happening, you're going to start seeing credit card debt escalate. You're going to see more violence, which unfortunately I don't want to talk about, but it could be getting worse. People are just want to cover their family. Inflation is a very, very, very disastrous, as I say in the beginning, a thief in the night, and people should be concerned about it, pay attention to it, and watch their money. Don't just go out and blow it.
If you have concerns, you have questions about inflation, anything else, you can call Scott. That number, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Now, people, if they're worried, they think they might need a bigger nest egg, whether it's the pandemic, inflation, whatever it is, it's got them thinking about it. What's the first step to really analyze and look at and see how am I doing?
Two areas. When you're looking at your portfolio, if you're out there right now, and give you some homework to look at, because regardless of what, inflation really causes distortions in your financial plan. And when you think about it, look at two areas. Number one, look at the bottom right-hand side of your portfolio. What's it at? Just today, I was looking at a portfolio of a client, and my goodness, it was, he came in, and him and this lovely lady, and the account's down almost $50,000. I said, when the advisor called you, what did they say? Well, they haven't called me yet. I said, well, it's been now several months. Have they called you in the past half a year? No, they haven't. So number one, pay attention to what the number is. On a quarterly basis, don't be over panicking, but if they're not calling you, get somebody there. Number two, look at the amount of units you have. So if you've got dividends to reinvest, you're building up more shares of stock. This could be a great thing. maybe for people who want more income, maybe they turn on the dividends and don't touch the principal. In other words, don't touch the basis, the shares of stock, just turn on the dividends to maybe help the inflation not be as challenging. For example, if I'm getting, let's say, a 5% dividend from a lovely preferred or maybe REIT, BDC, MLP, some type of investment, and I'm getting that dividend, rather than reinvest it, maybe take it out now. Maybe some of you out, say, need a little extra money, you're afraid to burn down your account because you've seen your account values drop in a stock market that's dropping, perhaps. Well, just turn on the dividends. And if you don't have a dividend portfolio, Alex, the two things to look for, as you just asked me, number one, look at the account values. And number two, are we getting more shares of stock? If you are, maybe turn off the dividend to reinvest and take out the dividends. But this is really, really another way to help kind of fight for inflation or fight it off the best we can. And I think this is really, really important for those of us that are worried about your portfolio dropping.
And Scott, we can't predict the future. You know, that's just how it is. And the pandemic, inflation, I mean, the only thing we can predict is that things are going to be unpredictable. And it's a little uncomfortable because they want to know what's coming next. But really, Scott, it's just important to know that there's going to be things coming your way. Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe it's global. Who knows? But there are going to be things that happen that maybe make things more difficult, or at least are challenges that you didn't foresee. And so it is That's important, for sure. though, to you know, have people in your corner that know what they're doing, been through this before. And, you know, it's just the kind of thing that you don't want to assume anything. These are important decisions. And yeah, there's a lot to consider.
There's a lot going on right now. There's no doubt there's a lot to consider. I mean, you buy a bottle of wine, it's $100 bottle of wine, and the cheese costs $5. Pretty soon you can't have the cheese. And then the wine goes up to $105, $105. Well, your money's being eroding with inflation. So again, like you say, we can see it. If anybody can't see it, they've got blinders on, and that needs to be really, really discussed.
And Scott, how can people get a hold of you? They have questions. I know you're somebody who can be a resource for folks.
They're free to give our studios a call anytime. Bonnie, Sally, Patty, George, they can make sure they get a hold of somebody here. You've got a great staff. But if you've got questions, I'm sure we have answers for you, or try to do our best. 609-488-4646. Real easy phone number. We have it. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646. If you put .com, you'll go right to our website. That could be helpful for people. If they want to take a look at our firm, maybe you're new in the area, maybe you just moved down. The pandemic you brought up a little earlier in the show, people were moving out of North Jersey, out of Philadelphia, out of New York, and coming down to the beautiful, beautiful Jersey Shore right down here in our backyard, the Long Beach Island, and of course, a beautiful area. 609-488-46. I'd love to help you.
Workshops, educational opportunities. If I'm somebody, I hear you talking about holding these, how could I look at that calendar or get involved if I wanted to attend one of those?
Well, that's amazing. You said that, as our website is up there at our phone numbers I mentioned, 609-488-4646. But it goes right to our website. And we do hold several different workshops. And they should be placed there. Or perhaps the best person, if you want to know the most upcoming workshop, whether it's a whatever education workshop we're doing, whether it's a Zoom, which I don't like. I love to see people's beautiful smiling faces.
Of course.
Or you can actually come to our workshops, live workshops. You want to ask for Bonnie. Bonnie is helping me out. She handles all the client relationships, our meetings. Whether it's a one-on-one or in a group session, I think people love to come out, sit down, understand, whether it's a wine and cheese party we have at our office we used to have before pre-COVID, or maybe we just have it at the library. You can check our website out for the events. And if they're not on there on the events, you just simply get in touch with Bonnie at our office.
Easily accessible. And Bonnie, a great resource for you and a great person there to lead you in the right direction if you need any extra assistance as you kind of start navigating there. We're talking about educating people and answering questions. But I know another thing that's important, Scott, and you mentioned, is getting that maybe second or third opinion also. So maybe you have a current advisor, somebody that you're working with, but just getting some different eyes and ears on a situation can be helpful.
It would. I think one thing is, you know, you don't know what you don't know, which in my book I talked about in The Three Blind Mice, and I'd love to get that in anybody's hands. They pop by their office. But I think what I found is, I guarantee if you had a stomach ache, which a client of ours did have, and they kept putting it off, and doctors said, take this medication. 6 months later, they've got cancer throughout their entire body because they didn't get a second opinion, but it was the same problem. Well, I'm not saying that I want anybody to have cancer. That's how both my parents passed away. But financial cancer can be as disastrous as ever when you can't afford things and you have to. Lifestyle changes. I think this is why it's critical to get a second, maybe a third opinion. This is why I think anybody that comes into a financial advisor's office and does business for the first time right off the bat, or goes to the bank and does business, take the money. I think I call it down in Southern language, double dumb. It'd be like Colonel Sanders babysitting your pet chicken, because frankly, you need to understand everything that's going on. And if they take more time focusing on getting your money, not focusing on the full person, on holistically, not simplistically, you're in trouble. So you definitely need a second or third opinion. I can tell you that's critical, whether it's financial or health or anything. I think it's really important.
To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC.
Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McLean and co-host Alex Dingman.
Two out of three men underestimate life expectancy of the average 65-year-old man. Half of women underestimate the life expectancy of the average 65-year-old woman. Might not seem like a huge deal if you can't get a trivia question right on life expectancy, but can mean a big problem when you start to factor in the dollars, Scott.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about life expectancy before COVID was 78. years, 78, 70, 79 years old, and current expectancy, I think it was 2021, was 72, almost 73. And so if you go back a time, this Adam and Eve deal, I think the curse was women are going to outlive men usually. I don't know if that's part of the Bible or not, but I do know is life expectancy. We're living a little bit longer than we used to. And when you live a little bit longer, you want to make sure you don't run out of money before you run out of life. And that's a big, big concern.
Scott, what's really the impact here? We underestimate our lifespan. Why can that be such a big deal?
In my family, versus other families, I like to find out how, which isn't a real science, but in my family, the grandpa, grandma died at 84 and 86. My mom and dad passed away at 74 and 75. But of course, in those generations, they smoke a lot and they drank a lot. So I tried to stay away from that. I love life. Of course, we don't know how long we're going to live. When you tier that up with your investments, they call it the rule of four. How long will your money last? You figure $100,000 at 4%, $4,000 a year. You look at numbers and pensions, pension options. I like to tie that in to life expectancy. Example, a husband and wife, they both get Social Security. But what if one passes away? Well, they get the higher of the two, but there's a big piece that just got lost in their budget, life expectancy. Does that mean you got to move in with your kids? Or maybe your kids move in with you? Life expectancy. So this needs to be put in the calculations of financial planning, especially when you're choosing your pension options. I don't know if that's where you want me to go, Alex, but I'm just thinking about life expectancy. We're living a lot longer than we used to. They got all sorts of medicines out there, new stuff to keep us around. They give us new $6 million man. Many of you are $6 million men, $6 million women with the new knees, new shoulders, new hearts, new new parts. I guess that world came alive. But the longer we live, the more we're going to burn down our cash, which is why in the financial world, Alex, thinking about life expectancy, living on the I versus the G. The I, income producing assets that will give you a nice something you can bank on the first of the month is a check shows up in your mailbox or in perhaps now automatically in your checking account. But the G, the growth equals shrinkage. Can we depend on that? And so I think life expectancy has a lot to do about your financial planning in light of my family. They died young, but what if I live to 100? Did I plan that? And so I think that's really, really critical. Matter of fact, I remember taking a test on the on FINRA and, of course, the SEC when you get your testing, and they say, what's the life expectancy? How should you plan? Now they're saying about 100, 105. So even though none of my family live that long, that could be really, really an amazing number. Life expectancy. What happens if your spouse passes? What does your numbers look like? Did they keep the pension, not the pension? We're living a lot longer these days, and one mistake could really affect your lifestyle.
Scott McClain, McClain Tax Advisory, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott can try to answer those. And we talked a lot about inflation last segment. Retirement could last 20, 30 years. What's going to happen with the inflation over that time?
Look at Venezuela. Venezuela got destroyed. If you go about inflation, it not only reduces the nest egg very rapidly, it also eats away at your current savings very rapidly. And I think what people don't understand, they do understand that, I think people now, but the younger generation, and I say my age is 60 plus, but you take a kid today that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, they don't understand that. They will later on in life. Great teaching tool. We spoke about one of our segments we spoke about in our radio shows is it's a great teaching tool for the kids right now, even though maybe you're fighting through it. And you think about the value of a dollar. Look at the price of these daggum cars. These used cars are more money. If you have a leased car, you know this? Alex, if you have a lease car with inflation, you're turning the car back in. They're like, they want your car. They're going to beg for you to take it back. Inflation. Inflation has a way of really hitting it. And then, of course, our last thing we just spoke about, if we're living a lot longer, it could be really disastrous. I don't know if that answers your question or not, Alex, but I think people know that for life. And that's why people need to really pay attention, as we spoke about, to the bottom line of their investments and how can they preserve them, living on the income versus the growth. And that's why I think when people, they call us all the time, ask questions, or they come in, our clients, we need to pay attention to that more and more often. And it's not like putting your finger in the dike because another one's going to pop out, another hole's going to pop out. This is not a set it and forget it, pocket opil type of deal. This is important when we talk about this area.
And Scott, look at how much your parents paid for their first house versus how much it would be for you to get a new truck today.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about unexpected things that happen. A little earlier, when you asked me some questions, I'm thinking about the truck. Denise and Maggie are coming back, my wife and daughter, from Ocala, from competing in the World Equestrian Center. And they're coming back April to, I think it was 2022. They're coming back. And I think you saw some pictures where the wheel of a car from the other side of the 295 Beltway in Virginia flew off the car. They're going one way. My daughter and wife are heading north. Thank goodness my daughter was driving, slouching down in the truck, and the wheel hit the windshield and ripped off the entire roof of my 3500 Ram. Mm. Now, if you see pictures, that's unexpected. What if God took them home? Well, I know they're going to heaven. I have no doubt about that. 1 John 5:13 is real clear on that. I'm okay with that. The concern to me was the unexpected challenges. You know, that new truck, they gave me all my money back. I paid for the truck. But these new trucks, I'm going to wait. they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Frankly, the price of a truck today is the price of my first house in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, where I paid $42,500. It was a duplex. And I was just praying the tenant above us would pay their bill to help me pay my 13.5% mortgage.
Yeah.
Interest rate mortgage. So that consumer price index, keep your eye on that deal, because that's a good measure of inflation.
Scott, how can we create an inflation adjusted spending plan for our retirement?
That's a great question.
Isn't it?
If you're looking at that now, I think number one is the biggest cuss word I have ever heard when it comes to finance is the B word, the budget.
Yep.
Really, nobody, if you're making fat money, you're doing real well, you're rolling and doing and you're just doing wonder, and then all of a sudden you retire and now you're on a fixed budget. My goodness, I want the people I work with, I'd love them to do a budget 6 months before they retire and practice on that. Because if you're living, let's say, on $70,000 a year, and now you're on a fixed budget living on $40,000 a year, it's a lot of money, let alone having to turn the engine off from working, getting up at 5 a.m. and getting home at 5 p.m. if those, some of you guys that work like I do. Well, that engine gets turned off. A lot of things are challenging in life. So the first thing, Alex, is the budget. The second thing is, how are you pulling money out of your investments to make the difference? Which is, do you take Social Security now? Some I get a lot of questions out of almost 570 different ways to take Social Security. Way number one versus the second way could be over $100,000 over a lifetime by choosing the wrong option. So paying attention to Social Security. And then on top of that, how do you look at this? Well, your pension options. Are you doing the pension optimization? People call us at our studios if they want. If you're having a pension, you're about to choose a pension. If you want to give a shout at our radio station about your pension options, 609-488-4646. Because those pension options could really throw you off. And when you tier the pension options, when you're fighting inflation with Social Security, again, another challenge. So if you have that, I'd love to try to help anybody listening right now, 609-488-4646. We can guide you through that quagmire of just so many decisions. And then when you tear it up with your own personal IRAs or your 401ks, 403bs, along with your savings, again, it goes back to the cuss word. What was that cuss word?
Budget. Yep.
The budget. So
nobody wants to hear
so
that.
I think, Alex, I don't mean to be so simplistic. It goes back to keeping things simple. But at this time, pay attention to the bottom line. Pay attention to the units of shares of investments you have. Pay attention to the cost of living, which you're doing that. And it's going up so rapidly, as it did in other countries, and people never thought it would. This is why it's so practical and very important to talk about it, at least on a yearly basis with your advisor. If you've got an advisor out there, hopefully he or she's bringing this up to you and not waiting for you to bring it up to them. But, you know, bring it up anywhere. They need to ask those questions. That's important.
Well, Scott, and you don't want to have those three blind mice. You're somebody. Well, not to be, you know, funny necessarily, I do realize, you know, dropping that in there, but that, right. Heck, you're somebody who knows these different areas, and you can speak to these different concerns. And so it's not just inflation. There's other things that people got to be concerned about or considering as they're looking into retirement. And I think that you have a good idea of what those different things are and how you can kind of guide someone through those different steps.
Yeah, I actually put in our if you've got our book, if you'd like to make sure you get a hold of it, I'd love to help you with that. I talk about inflation on trap number 3. We spoke about that a while back, and that's page. If you got the book with you, you might want to pull it out. If you've been here, I know a lot of people have been here. We were the number 7 top Amazon hit in when COVID came out. I couldn't do my tour. But then we spoke about in trap number 5, which is really, really important, is, of course, I call the three blind mice misses by miles. These are mistakes when people plan for their retirement and they really don't look over maybe history, how history can repeat itself more often than not. Could this, the time we're in right now, be the third drop? Usually in the market over 200 years of market history, there's 3 or more drops in a cycle. The third's the worst. We haven't had the third, and I surely don't want the third. But when we look at the cycles of time, I put on page 97. If you got the book, definitely get a hold. By the way, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but if they want that, we can email them a copy of these chapters, Alex, if they want. No cost, no obligation. I'll be happy to do that. Said Bonnie would be happy to do that. I'll just tell her what to do. But I think these are great historical lessons you can learn on inflation, the mouse traps, and the hidden costs that can really rob you blind. I call it mouse trap number 6, the hidden costs that could rob you blind. I think that's really important. So if anybody would like to get a hold of that, I'd definitely make it available. 609-488-4646. No cost, no obligation. I'm not trying to sell anything. I want you to, as I said in every one of our workshops, I want you to be informed. And then being informed is one thing. But when you're informed, you need to do one more thing. That's called take action. But if you don't take action, it's almost like a deer in the headlights, and then you're going to end up in a wreck.
Final segment with Scott McClain coming up. That number again, 609-488-4646. If you have questions for Scott, you can also visit his website, 609-488-4646.com. All right. Well, everybody's got questions. I've got questions. You've got questions. And coming up next, Scott's going to be answering these questions. It's the mailbag segment coming up. Covered a lot on the show today, but we still have to put Scott to the test. Love doing this. We've got a round of retirement trivia coming up next.
Oh, this will be fun.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McLean Advisory Group.
Time now to have some fun putting Scott to the test. A little bit of retirement trivia. All right, man. Hope you're ready. We're going to focus on taxes. So that should be...
Oh, I love paying taxes. Everybody out there loves paying taxes.
That's one of your favorite topics. So, Scott, the federal income tax, when was it created? Your options: 1776. That's a good year. 1804, 1861, 1913. When was the federal income tax created?
You know, Alex, that is really unfair. And I'm thinking about it because I was leaning maybe, 1817, 1804. I know that one of the amendments, the 16th Amendment. I don't know the year. I know there was some changes in the tax law where you see some debates right now fighting the tax law, saying it was never really voted on. This is why you hear some people saying, I don't need to pay my taxes. It was never finally finalized. But I'm going to go with 1913.
Well, the actual answer, C, 1861. But here, you're on the right track. President Lincoln signing the Revenue Act in 1861 imposed the first ever federal income tax to generate funds for the Civil War. Now, it was repealed 10 years later, and then in 1913, the 16th Amendment established the federal income tax system we know today. So
am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. All right, Scott, you're wrong. All right, but I'm being nice. You were close, all right?
All right. I'll go with it. But by the way, 1913 is when it was enacted, 1913.
There you go. Right.
I just pulled that up on Mr. Google. Google knows everything. It says about 400 pages. So maybe I can give me a half a point on that.
Well, all right. If you want half a point, Scott, you get half a point. All right.
I'll take a half.
All right. Question number two. What was the first tax deadline when the modern federal income tax was established? So the first tax deadline, we know it now to be what?
April 16th, 17th. Okay. They keep changing.
Yeah, I was going to say it, and then I was like, well, it was different this year. Anyways, the options: January 1, February 14, March 1, April 1. What was the first tax deadline?
I'm going to say March.
That is C, March 1, my friend. You got to trust your gut, man. And so that was the original deadline.
Wasn't a gut, that was a guess.
Either way, that was the original deadline back in 1913. Now, it only took 6 years for the government to say, maybe we should give them till the 15th. So they actually pushed it to March 15th, and it stayed there until 1955. And then the IRS said, hey, we need another month. You know, since there's only four people that work there, they were like, you know what, let's get another month. And so they pushed it. So there you go.
I did guess for a listening audience. I'm not as brilliant as Alex is, but he has the answers and I don't.
I was going to say, yeah, pretty easy. Looking right at him. All right. This is just a simple true or false, Scott. If you have any questions, Scott can help you out. The number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. 4646. So this true
but
or
they
false?
They can't ask me trivia questions. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's not cool. No. True or false? The job of tax preparer is female dominated. True or false?
Now that's a really, really low blow because, in all fairness, if I say it's male, I'll get yelled at because obviously one sector of the courses think I'm biased towards male or female. I'm going to say it's female. But I just got to pull that out of my tailpipe. I'm thinking female dominated because what the heck? I mean, these women, frankly, I love, if you look at my office, we have a lot of women working here. They're sharp. They're on their game. I love working with them. And it's my field is dominated. So I'm going to say women just because I have a lot of them in my office. But again, I don't have a preference.
You are right, Scott. That is true. So we have online research from Zipia finding 65% of all tax preparers are women. Now, also, average age for tax preparer, although we would never ask, is 47. And the majority are located in New York and Chicago. We got time for it. Let's do extra credit. Let's do a little bonus round here. Okay. Final question for you, Scott. And if you are out there and you have questions, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646 is the number. All right. American symbol Uncle Sam, allegedly based on who? Is it A, businessman Sam Wilson, B, founding father Samuel Adams, C, General Sam Houston, or D, Sam I Am from Green Eggs and Ham?
Wow, I love Green Eggs and Ham. That's my favorite book. I could even read that. I don't know if that's the one, so we'll get rid of D.
Yeah, it's probably not.
I think that was D, right?
Yeah, that was D.
General Houston, nah, he was too busy fighting wars. It's between Samuel Adams and Wilson.
But we know what Samuel Adams looks like because he's on the locker, right?
Yeah.
So is that the same person as the Uncle Sam?
I like the Samuel Adams wheat beer. I'm going to go with Samuel Adams. I like him.
Okay. Well, you might like him. It is actually A, Sam Wilson. So not Samuel Adams. It is businessman Sam Wilson. Actually, businessman during the War of 1812. He supplied barrels of beef to the army. They were stamped U.S. to indicate government property. That identification led to the widespread use of the nickname Uncle Sam for the United States. So people started saying Uncle Sam because of the U.S.
Isn't that amazing?
So there you go. Sam Wilson.
That's crazy. Supplying Samuel Adams. Many people out there like Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
If you're having a beer, then you can get the wrong answers like me.
But, there you go. Yeah. No problem. No problem. Well, that was fun, Scott. You did a great job. And
can I get a half a point? Isn't this the generation where you can get a medal for losing? I did say Samuel Adams. That means I got Sam part. Could I get like a quarter point maybe?
You know.
I mean, everybody gets free medals for doing nothing these days. Give me a quarter point.
I guess. You know, if it's going to make you feel better, I don't want to ruin your day. I think we'll allow it. We're pretty soft on the rules around here. Scott, for the folks out there, this was really fun, this trivia question, but in all seriousness, if people have questions, what should they do, Scott?
I'd love to give you a couple minutes off the air, 609-488-4646. There's a lot of questions you guys are having, especially when it comes to taxes we spoke about. When it comes to your investment, should you maybe rethink your portfolio? Now is not a time to roll the dice. Or if you're rolling the dice, maybe you're lucky. But the question is, do you want to roll your dice when it comes to your investments? I'd love to help guide you. We have been an educational workshop on WBNJ for now. I think it's almost 13, 14 years. We've been a proud supporter of theirs because we're able to give educational information. And obviously myself making a fool of myself on these trivia questions. You know what? I love it. Why? Because people out there are having a trivia question in their mind saying one thing right now. What do I do? Should I put my money and bunker down and hunker down, maybe put it in some fixed guaranteed investments? Should I shift over to the income world because the growth world could shrink my monies? I'm getting these questions all the time. You know, a second opinion is very brilliant for those of you who want to a fresh sense of maybe, what does McLean Advisory Group do? How do they work? We'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Again, this is Scott McLean, your host, Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. 609-488-4646. And thanks for joining us today. Look forward to hearing from you guys. And again, thanks for being a supporter of WBNJ and McLean Advisory Group right around the corner in Weartown, New Jersey.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording. The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.